I'm sorry to have to be the bearer of the news, but the decisions are going to become even more difficult.
Governor Burgum told members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees the new March revenue forecast shows a $46 million shortfall for the remaining 4 months of the 2015-2017 biennium and a $103 million shortfall in the 2017-2019 biennium. That's based on the revenue forecast the legislature adopted in January.
Well, there was hard work done, painful decisions made. Many question the cuts that were made by the legislature and the governor. I think this indicates that while those were painful, that those cuts turned out to be not deep enough nor soon enough.
The big driver is lower than expected sales tax revenue. Governor Burgum is suggesting legislators look at using money in some of the trust funds to help make up for some of the differences. House Majority Leader Al Carlson says they'll look at that, but there will be further cuts.
You have to look at the big picture, but you also have to look where the money is. There's only a couple big pools, and that's the property tax relief fund. We basically are going to empty the whole SIF fund. That's as good as gone. The good news is that our buckets are still in place, and they will refill during the next biennium for water and education and infrastructure. We'll get some money back, but we're going to empty them. We're going to empty the ones we can empty. The budgets will not get rebuilt higher. They will have to look at a little deeper reductions in the budgets.
The legislature wanted to build a budget with an ending fund balance of $100 million at the end of the next biennium. But Senate Majority Leader Rich Warner says it will probably be a lower number than that.
We're talking $40 to $50 million. That's what we would like. Now, if it comes out and it's $30 or $25, don't be surprised.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.